The Old Testament reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to 17. The command that I am giving you today is not too difficult or beyond your reach. It is not up in the sky. You do not have to ask, who will go up and bring it down for us so that we can hear it and obey it? Nor is it on the other side of the ocean. You do not have to ask, who will go across the ocean and bring it to us so that we may hear it and obey it? No, it is here with you. You know it and can quote it, so now obey it. Today, I am giving you a choice between good and evil, between life and death. If you obey the commands of the Lord your God, which I give you today, if you love him, obey him, and keep all his laws, then you will prosper and become a nation of many people. The Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are about to occupy. But if you disobey and refuse to listen and are led away to worship other gods,
our second reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 20 to 33. Some Greeks were among those who had gone to Jerusalem to worship during the festival. They went to Philip, he was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, and the two of them went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has now come for the Son of Man to receive great glory. I am telling you the truth. A grain of wheat remains no more than a single grain unless it is dropped into the ground and dies. If it does die, then it produces many grains. Those who love their own life will lose it. Those who hate their own life in this world will keep it for life eternal. Whoever wants to serve me must follow me, so that my servant will be with me where I am, and my Father will honour anyone who serves me. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Shall I say, 'Father, do not let this hour come upon me'? But that is why I came, so that I might go through this hour of suffering. Father, bring glory to your name." Then a voice spoke from heaven, "I have brought glory to it, and I will do so again." The crowd standing there heard the voice, and some of them said it was thunder, while others said an angel spoke to him. But Jesus said to them, "It was not for my sake that this voice spoke, but for yours. Now is the time for this world to be judged. Now the ruler of this world will be overthrown. When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to me." In saying this, he indicated the kind of death he was going to suffer. This is the word of the Lord.
What is it that draws you in life? What in life attracts you in a way like a beautiful box holding a treasure that draws you and pulls you towards it to find out what is inside it, to discover what it has to offer you? There are a lot of things in our life. We only have to look around us to see some of the things that draws people in their daily life. Perhaps it is work, perhaps it is family, perhaps it is a nice house, a nice life, a good living. There are so many things that draws in our attention, that draw us to themselves, that pull us into its attraction. And often, They are good things. It is a good thing to work hard for your family. It is a good thing to want to accomplish something in life, to be somebody, to feel that there is a reason why you are here. It is part of the human nature. It gives us a feeling of self-control and self-worth, and even perhaps makes us feel that we are someone of standing. The bad news, of course, is that it is also part of our human nature that we tend to go overboard with these things, and that they often take over our entire life. We are pulled along against our will, like we saw with the box that looks nice to begin with, but out comes a rope and we get involved into what seems to be a game first of tug of war, but soon becomes very, very serious. And before we know it, we are pulled along into a direction that we don't necessarily want to be pulled along. It happens to the best of us. It happens in our lives. Many of us feel that we are trapped in the strains and stresses of modern life. We seek to fulfill our lives, and we seek fulfillment in things that can only satisfy us so far before it loses its attraction. We are looking for a satisfaction in our hearts, where there is an emptiness and where there is a yearning to be loved and to belong, to be recognized and to be told that we are someone who has worth. That is how we were created. God created us with that innate feeling, that innate need to be loved and to belong. And we did. And we are loved by God. But as we saw in our clip earlier, part of our human nature, part of the gift of God, is to give us free will. And part of our human nature is to go our own way, to be drawn to things in the world, to be pulled towards that looks good, that tastes good, that feels good. But those very things often draw us away from God and from Christ. And as we feel the emptiness in our hearts, as we feel that yearning more and more inside us, we try to fill it up with other things, with more and more distraction, with more and more busyness, with more and more stuff, material, people, whatever. We saw in the clip destructive ways that we often connect with young people, teenagers. But you know what? The beginning of it was that free will made us turn around and walk away from the love of God. And all those destructive ways that we saw there, love and alcohol and money and drugs and vanity, eating disorders, self-harm, all those things that we always and so often connect with young people could have easily been something else. Of course, it would have looked less dramatic, but it could easily have begun with the same love for a spouse or for a family, with the need for money so that we can buy a big house. For long hours working in the city, for making connection with friends and with colleagues that may destroy our marriage or our family life. For habits that we embrace to keep going, to feel that need inside us, so that we can produce more, so that we can keep up the long hours, so that we can do what is required from us. But at the same time, these very things destroy that what is the most important for us. It is not just young people who turn away from God and are tempted by that what the world has on offer. We all are. It is in our nature. We like to be in control. We like to be God of our own lives. What is it that draws us in life? Which box, which behavior, which dream pulls us along in a direction that may be pulling us away from Jesus Christ? The Jesus way of drawing is different. He stands and he calls us. He keeps waving at us and mentioning us and cheering us on to come back to him, to turn around and run back into his loving embrace. But it is a way that goes against everything else that this world works in. Because the Jesus way actually goes through death. It is the way that Jesus himself walked. He did not chase after glory or after money, after power or after a name for himself. Now, what he did was pointing people towards the love of God. What he did was telling people that they were loved, was showing people the immense worth they had and have in the eyes of God. He did not use power or riches. He was willing to die so that we could see how much God loves us. And that is what he says today to us. When I will be lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. It was by dying on a cross that Jesus draws all people to himself. By giving up his life, that he gives us life. He was like a seed that falls to the ground and you cannot see it anymore. You think it has died and that nothing comes of it. But there we are in a new spring. And up comes this plant, growing and growing, getting stronger and getting bigger, bringing forth fruit and seed and blessing people all over. It was by dying on a cross, and as we saw in the clip, that Jesus destroyed all the things that draw us away from him, that pull us along against our will because our shoes are slippery and we are on carpet. Jesus has our back. Jesus has got our back covered. All we need to do is turn to him. He pulls us and pulls us. And at the moment when we think we can no longer fight off all the other things that pull us in so many directions, he comes and covers our back. He stands as the crucified Christ, but he stands as the risen Christ, destroying powers that we cannot fight ourselves, drawing us to himself. Jesus' way of drawing us to himself is different from anything that we see in the world. His pull is more powerful to those who believe in him and call on his name than anything else in this world. He is the way, the truth, and the life. It is his truth that will set free, his word of you are forgiven, that will bring us new life. It is his life that feeds us as the bread of life. And he draws us in gentle ways, offering us love, new life, forgiveness. His words urge us, come to me, you who are tired and you who carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. He urges us, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat, buy wine and milk, without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on the things that do not satisfy? Jesus stands here today, and he says to us, I do stand at the door of your heart and I knock. He offers us new life. He offers us clothes to be clothed in his love and righteousness. He draws us to himself to bless us, to remind us of the love of his Father, and to give us a life that is worth living. Amen.